says that Tavuli Nasei, Tavuli Nasei, and the spice of Tzichulay Shazayinikim, and that somebody was, you tavay to get married, and then afterwards, you decided you're going to have to wait Zayinikim. You have the Mepharshim asked, what's going to be with you then, Tamar, what's going to be with Rusam Boyaz, the Chayr over there, where was the Zayinikim over there? So the Taz says, one Mahalik was that this din is a late Gzeira, it's a Gzeira Darabanan. Is Xer there? Abanan was later on, and therefore Oisha saw there wasn't the Xer yet. When was the Xer? So it could be when the Xer is Chama Ksamim. That's when they made the Xer. But Kapanim, being that there wasn't Osir Bizman, that's Bizman. There's somebody else. Then Tamar. Therefore, that's the reason why it's not going to be Osir. So second Tzad says that Tamar Rus is no Kshash. Why? Because Ova is the Chimud, being that it was Miyash and Spice Udu Boyas. Also, Oyo Imam Bemita Bavli Kamishesh Le Pas Besaloi. Being that it's Kilos Pas Besaloi, therefore there was no El Chash. That's why you have to wait the Zayinikim. The Chavis Das is he doesn't really understand what's the difference whether Imay Bemita was missed a long amount of time, short amount of time, and Lecher, why should that be a Hatter? The Chavis Das has two turrets and one turret. He says that even though a bedika maybe doesn't work, but if you have a moich b'shas, that's in tviya that works. So it could be in all the situations. We could go ahead and make a kimta and say it's tomata. There was a moich over there, and being that there was a moich over there, therefore that was the heter. Kavsas is another tarot. It really fights the whole kasha that the whole. Tefuli Nasa Yishlachka. This way, says like a shaila. Is it Tefuli Nasa going on the marriage, or is Tefuli Nasa going on just etzamay sabia? It's like the Chavis Das. It doesn't really stand. The whole question over here: there was a Tefuli Nasa on the my sabia, or Tefuli Nasa on etzamay marriage? Over here, just wasn't it Tefuli Nasa over here? It was just a Yudan Tam was a Maisa Znos. It wasn't etzamay marriage. Being that it wasn't on etzamay marriage, therefore. That's the reason why you don't need Zayinikim, and that's the test of the Kasha. Because we said it four tourism. Tasa is a late Xer, test number one, test number two, it was Pas Basali, Yimu Bemita, Kasdas is Kavizma Ichtochuk, and the last test is that there's a chilik between whether there was Tfilin Nasi going on, that's a marriage, or is Tfilin Nasi going on, that's a Bia, over here is just a Bia, because they were together in bed. Tfilin Nasi is. When his mamash right away, therefore that's considered a pas basal. Where do we have the gzeira? So Mechavis says that Tefuli Nasa is bank doyla bank tana, even doyla bank tana, even though the tana normally doesn't see, there's a light plug, and they made a gzeira. The Mechavis brings down sefei, even a machsa gurushasai, which you can hear that's not called a chimbod. Why? Because they married already. No, still you have to wait zayinikim. It's called a chemda chadash. Or loy plug, and lamais even by Max Grushash, you have to go wait and you have to wait Zayinikim. The shayla is what's going to do with the Sakena. A lot of times you have these older people get married, and you have to wait Zayinikim. Lamais state, Bank Dale, Bank Tana, Pashas, Hoidin, Sakena, there's a loy plug, and they'd have to wait a Zayinikim. Rosh Hashanah said we could use the Eitzah maybe of the Chavis Das, do a Mech Dachik when they decide to get married. You have a Mech Dachik, so the Chavis Das wants to make it with a Mech Dachik, so maybe by Pashas the Tria. Somebody was mezana and got the lady pregnant, and afterwards they decided to get married. And the question is, do you have to wait the Zayin Yomim? Number one already, they know each other already. Number two already, she's Musulakis already. Because she's pregnant, she's Musulakis, you have to wait the Zayin Nikim. It's like the Pesach Tshuva, yeah, but you have to wait the Zayin Nikim. Beside the fact that they knew each other already, who cares? There's a new chemda out the bia, and out the musulakis. He says loy plug. We're not mechalik, and therefore you have to go ahead and wait. And that's what Pesach Tshuva brings down. The same Pesach Tshuva, who adins the kena musulakis dumbim. If you're zakena, and even though you musulakis dumbim, so we'd say that you have to wait the zayinikim. And all cases you're gonna have to wait. The one exception which we found, the Iker is what? A ger. What do you say? The what? Oh, we'll get that in a second. A ger shenasa geiris. And they were married already, and now they're being Megayer. They've been married for the last 20 years. And now they're being Megayer, so the Dogum of Avar, Rishon Lamed Tes, brings down. Over there, there is no din that you're going to have to wait, and it's going to be Mutter. Why is it different all the cases we said? We said, like Tana, Zakena, all those cases, Machsh Gershah, so we say you do need it. We say, we said, like plug. Over here, by Ger Gershah, we're not going to say, plug. So the Chidduch is very simple. Katana, there's a Tefillin Nasei, just she's Mesulekas. Mubaris is Tefillin Nasei, it's Mesulekas. Zelba Tviya, Zelba Chemda, just some people have it, some people don't, then we said it like plug. If you already were married already, and you just separated because you were in the Geiris, so there is no Chemda Bechlal, but there's no Chemda, there's no plug, like plug, and therefore in that situation, you would not have to go ahead. The fact that it's Tefillin. We're Machmer for both. From living to Nisuin, we're married. Yeah, Goyim have dinner of Yisus, Shavada, has dinner of Yisus, by Goyim, has a concept of marriage, Akapanim. But, besides that, Kisus, there is no Chemda in that situation, and therefore in that situation, you don't have to. Therefore, there are those who are Makov, they have a civil marriage, and now they're getting a halachic marriage, so, or a Bali Tshuva, that they would not have to go ahead and wait the Tefillin Nasi Zainakim. Because it could be over there, they have a chalal. There is no nuchamda, therefore it's going to be okay. The Daki Jew brings down somebody went to Melchama, went to war, and they thought that the husband got killed in the war, and he came back alive. He went to the concentration camp, and he brings down from when the Gdili Asvardim, Svardis replaced him, said that just like Tfuli Nasa, you have to wait Zainakim, so Tovia, this could be like a chemda chadash. He thought that marriage is all over, and you have to go ahead and wait it. Maisa, all the Chorim say we're not chushes for that. Dafka when you're getting married, you have to worry about it. And when it's time, you do not have to marry. You do not have to worry about it. So you have to wait 7 days. When do you start the 7 days? So Mechavis, the 7 days you start from the Zman, which is Simcha Bedaita Mechinatz Mlechupa Apishan Skashadayin, from the point which they're preparing for the Kasana. That's the point you have to go ahead and wait the Zayin Akim. For sure, it discusses about whether you need Tanoim or not. It means that a lot of Shita says you have to, the Zayin Yom start from when you have the Tanoim. Before that, you can't really start it. I might have been getting time to different men hugging whether you do Tanoim or not. A lot of people in America know, like a Moshe, that they just do the Tanoim B'Shas Chasna. They don't do it. Right, so a lot of people do Tanoim B'Shas the engagement, but by the Vart, Mashenkin in Eretz Yisrael, in America, do you have a watch? Mashenkin in America, a lot of people are noyig to do it dafka. They do it dafka by the chasna, so there's no time. So what's the point? You do it once you send out the chasna invitation, once you're preparing already, that's the point when we mutter to start counting the zayin the key. What do you need during the Zayin Akim? How many bedikas we need? We saw a lot of different shitas. The Rosh said you need bedik every single day. Why? Because each day there's a new chemda. The closer is the new chemda, you can say they're going to need a bedika. The Raven and other Rishonim had said to say they only have sektaira, because have sektaira is only when you're muchzik mayim pesuach. Over here is mayim pesuach. Therefore, you don't need have sektaira. Some Rishonim and Ban and others Rishonim say you only bedik every single day. You just need a bedika once during the Zayin Akim. Come on, lochal ma'isa and the mechaber paskins that. Even you only have sektaira, even you do a bedika on the Yom Tvia, you need to have sektaira, you can count for the next Zayin Akim. Lechachila, you need a bedika every single day. But b'diavet, if you only bedika pamachas, lech Zayin Yomim, if you bedika one time during the 7 days, it's like the Ramah, it's going to be good. What's the cooler? Even though normally during the Zayin Akim, we say a person needs two bedikas, Mechavis says, if you don't have Rishon Shvi'in Lakal, so over here we're gonna be more makel. Shach brings down the minigas is man is that where noik to do a hefsek tyra, and you check all zainikim because on the mashal that's the minog. It's a bit different. Like bodka pamachas like zainikim, lemais is going to be okay. But lemais the luck is not really so negate us because lemais nowadays any other ladies are becheskes. The old days they went to the mikvah because of tyrus and they went to the mikvah. Different every shayla she's tars to vuli nasei. So now the question is. You need to have sektari, you only have sektari. You need two bedikas, one bedika. How many bedikas need? Lachila, bedi'avid. Nowadays, where there are nidus, so you need a proper have sektari with Zayin Akim. And therefore, you need a full have sektari with Zayin Akim. And lachila, two bedikas a day. Bedi'avid, like regular Zayin Akim, will be the regular halachas, Rishon Shvi'a Makiv. others are not going to be ma'akif. If they made up a chasana date and then things got delayed, so the shach discusses the chasana didn't show up. So now the question is, and then he showed up 2 days later. Do we say the pshat is that they think the chasana is off, and therefore you're gonna have to go ahead and make a new chasana? You're gonna have to wait another zayin nekiyim, or the pshat is that no, that he's convinced that she's gonna come later. So Shachat has been out. Some teachers say that yeah, you're gonna have to wait. They got pushed off a day or two. That the chasana didn't show up, so he's afraid he's not gonna come. The lashon of the Masses Biyamin, he says that. Machmas oinis akev. It's a vadi day, I guess. The task is vadi. She's doing all the time. That if called drachem ches sakana, doesn't show up, and she's afraid he's not going to show up. Therefore, there's a chimu chadash. You have to wait the zayin nekiyim. The shachar then says that you don't have to be machmer bedinim elu. The lavachar we place some sarach zayin nekiyim. Gam deva sagiv derech sarach zayin. You don't have to be so machmer these halachas. And the shachar says the psak is the kula. Lemaisa. Nice, nowadays when we have cell phones, the chassan does not show up the chassan day, that's a little, and you don't hear anything from him, then pashtus, you would need a new zayin nekiyim because you're probably pretty convinced that the chassan is off and he's not showing up and he ran away or whatever happened, and therefore pashtus, you would have to go ahead and need a zayin nekiyim. If the chassan got, they were doiched in the suur malachas eis l'siba, so in olden days the lashon of the Taz, the shach brings down almost every single time b'shas on the day of the chasana, they start fighting about the nedunya, and the chasana says, I'm not getting married, and they start negotiating yes and no, and it goes back and forth, and meisim b'chol yoyim, that this is something which Zimnin Harbe Chosim Akish. A lot of times Chosim Akish on Befer Shaloy, what's he said? He's not getting married until they make some type of pshar. And the question is, what's going to Allah? So basically, the Taz says the two nekudas you have to have in order for it to be a problem. It has to be number one, if they pushed off the chasana and like right away they made another date, then for sure it's not a problem. You just change the date, then b'chal it's not a problem. He said it has to be that they broke off, that the chasana said he doesn't want it. And basically, if the kala is running after the chasan still and trying to still make it work out, then you're not going to need another zayin nekiyim. Mashenkin, if it totally breaks off and a chanami, then maybe you'd have to have another zayin nekiyim. The mashmeis of the taz is only if the kala is running after the chasan. If the kala breaks off, she says, "I'm out of here. I'm not getting married." And the chasan is running after the kala. Sounds like more like from the taz and chanami. Maybe you wouldn't need a zayin nekiyim because beside her, she's done. I'm done. And the fact that the chassan is running after her, lavdafka, but if she's running after him, she's still hoping, she still wants. That's what the mashmois of the taz. So, Maisa, what is the minig? We said that when chassan gets pushed off, and we said like during Corona, it was very negeya, that people were pushing off chassanas, and the question is, if you push it off, then you have to wait another zainikim. So, what they did was is that they told the chassan and kala that you're not getting married, because of Corona, and they just gave him another date. They get married, okay. They tell them another date right away, even though they don't really have another date, because they think the whole time, okay, they have a date. They have because it says if you in the Torah Mamad you have a clear date, then it's not going to be a problem. So they make it right another date, and then later on when you find out the real date, just change it again, and therefore the whole time there was a clear date, and it was never there's a clear date, and therefore that was a minhag, and that's what halacha l'maisa, that's what they do.
Can they go on separate in 7 days?
I'm going to get a chuppas nida, so the... Oh, just before that, the Ramah brings down that you should be same with the tefillah to be a mitzvah kol ma'ad efshar. A person should be same with the tefillah to the be a mitzvah as much as possible, and you're supposed to make it as close as possible. The Ramah says that if you're machik more than 4 days, the tefillah from the Bias Mitzvah, it's like the Ramah, that you have to go ahead and do bedikas. Because it's more than 4 days, you have to go ahead and do bedikas, and you have to go ahead and do bedikas. Ma'aseh the Chachas Adam in the back, the other Achrayim, they say that from after the Tefillah until the Bias Mitzvah, you're going to have to bedika every single day, according to Chachas Adam. And a lot of, the Ba'al Shachas is a mitzvah of the Farsim, this halacha. They have to bedikas every single day. What? supposed to do it. He says the Chavetz Chaim and a lot of the Echoinim are, they say to go ahead and you have to do B'dikas every single day. And they want to master B'dikas every day. They now only apply until you're successful. Matzliach. You're not Matzliach. You have to say to go ahead and doing B'dikas. There are some who do, or break or some, there are some who do Pshar. What they do is that if it's within 4 days, or if it's within 4 days, that the will of Einim, that's like a type of Bedika, the will of Einim will be, and that's what they'll do. When a Gechubas Nidus, or Ma brings down that if you're over Vakansa, you shouldn't be Miyachid, Hu Yashan, Benanashim, Vyashanam, Benanashim. And you have to, when a chubas nida, you have to have shemir. The rabbi example from Shmuel Sadashan that if she was tar and you married her and you didn't have tashmis, the ovadis were more worried by a chasam more than anyone else. Right? Because he's like, talk to her, it's the first time. But myself, we see that he didn't even try. So, b'chalaf, we see he didn't try. So, therefore, you see it's not yitzrei katakvalai, and therefore, you could go ahead and be mekel, and you don't have to wait. But this is only if b'chalaf didn't try. If he tried, which I imagine, then in a family you would not have this hatter. It's only if you didn't try for some reason, then that's you'd have that. Otherwise, you would not have the hatter. Ramas is nochel din barch la alma in a b'sul almana. You always gonna need a shemer. How many shemer we know you need? We saw a lot of different shitas. Some say it's like regular hilchas nida, two by night, one during the day. We had a shita which says that at night you need two shemiras, and during the day you don't need a shemira. Night is a time which more, it's not a regular yichud. Different night you need two shemiras, two at night. Some say, okay, the more says, katan, it's a chasan, katan, it's a kal. So zol machlekes is that two or four. That's one machlekes. So you need one or two or four. That's one machlekes. The Rav seems to say he needs four. The Rosh wants to say it's oi. Then you know, that's one machlekes. And there's another machlekes, so is a regular din yichud. Or it's different than regular dini yichud. So some rishonim says regular dini yichud. We have the sheet of the Ravid, which wants to say, and that day you need no shmira, and at night you're gonna have to have two shmiras. The Ramah brings down the minig is to take the katan etzal chasam v'kana etzal kala. That you have to have the katan etzal chasam v'kana etzal kala. You have to have two shmiras at night, and at night and during the day you need one. So the minig according to Ramah is you have to have one during the day. You have to have the katan or ktana, and at night you're gonna have to have the katan itzal chasan, ktana itzal kala. Then you're gonna have to have sleep separately, katan itzal chasan and the kala. Now what's the etza? What do they do? So here they can sleep separately. You know, that's one etza. There's another etza which they from the chazan nish. Another is that if they sleep in their parents' house, in-laws' house, and leave the door open to the bedroom, so then the nana matzav yichud and bedach klal. That's the minhag, and that's what they do. How long do you need Shemrim for? They have to have this massive. So the pashas is till they do bia, till they grab bia, until they have a bia, then that's where the luck is going to be. What? Yeah, till she's tar, until she's matzliach, until the matzliach. No, well, whenever she's tame, if you were not matzliach. Now the question is, let's say it was not a chuppas need, it was just there not being so matzliach. So we saw at the from the Shemazam would give Hatta, the Lamaisa, if they had Kiribasa for 3 days, had a couple of days at Kiribasa, even though they weren't Matzliach, to get in, because a lot of times, sometimes Chassan Mavish was getting in, so they have Kiribasa, or Shemazam would want to go ahead and be Mekel, and say that would be enough to be considered that there is no more Yetzara, and therefore you could go ahead and be Mekel.